Hi everyone, welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff and I'm your host. I am the editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website and a podcast. And it's great to be here. I'm so excited about today, and I'll tell you why. Today I'm going to talk about blended families. So I get a lot of emails and messages from people who are considering a second marriage, and you know, some of them have kids but on both sides and they're thinking they're going to blend their families. I also get messages from people in blended families who aren't so happy and not working out. But that said, there are many blended families that work out amazingly. And to talk about it, I have a guest, and her name is Melissa Foreman. So hi, Melissa.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on the show. For those of you, many people listening know Melissa. She's my most famous guest that I've had on the show so far. So I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous.
And you're my most famous guest that I've ever had on my show. So I love it. And you know, we've become good friends through this whole topic, which I actually just like love and adore. You know,
well, I'm so excited to have you. And I want to tell everybody who doesn't know you who you are, first of all, and then we'll get into the blended family discussion. So you guys, Melissa Foreman is the morning host of WLIT 93.9, one of my favorite stations. I love the music. And so you might have heard her on your morning drive time. So she's been there for in total 10 years. On and off, but back now for how many years, Melissa?
You know what? Just over three.
She's been for over 3 years. And I met Melissa originally when she was the co-host of a show called You and Me in the Morning for WCIU. And it was with Jean Sparrow. And I came on a couple times and loved you guys. I thought you guys were great on that show too.
Thank you. We had a really good time. We enjoyed having you on, but yeah, that was a definite adventure and such a fun show to be a part of.
Oh, it was so fun for me anyway.
Yeah.
And it was a really good show too. So
thank you.
So then Melissa and I were at GBN High School, and our daughters were playing tennis against each other. This was about three years ago. And I asked her if I could write an article for the Tribune, because I was a columnist for the Tribune back then, about her blended family. And Melissa, what did you say when I asked you that?
Well, first of all, I was really excited and very honored, because I think it's such a, I don't know, you know, love is one of those things where it's worth waiting for. And, you know, you asked me and I was like, okay, this is a perfect opportunity to finally kind of tell my story. But you had asked about being a blended family. And I was like, wait, Jackie, I had to think about it. Am I really a blended family? Not that a blended family is a bad thing, but I came into it as a single girl. I didn't have, you know, an ex-husband. I had never been married before. I didn't have any children, but I was marrying a man who obviously had an ex-wife and two little boys.
Okay.
So that was something.
Tell us your story. So how did you meet your husband, and tell us about that?
So I had dated a guy for like 10 years, wonderful, awesome guy, but we were both in the media. He was going to be a rock star and I was in radio. And so it was just one of those things where I think a forever match was going to be very impossible given the volatile, crazy career. So we broke up. I was heartsick. You know, didn't kind of know where my life was going. I was just turning 30 and, you know, and literally had dated him throughout my entire college and after and all of my 20s. So I was very lost, and I was kind of dating some people. And I went to a wedding shower for a friend who was marrying my brother's friend. It's a little convoluted, but my brother's friend from growing up. And anyway, this woman knew my now husband, Scott. And the entire time we sat next to each other, everything I did, she said, oh, you have to meet Scott. Oh, you have to get set up. You have to meet Scott. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, I had been dating a guy who was actually, his family owned candy and ice cream stores. And I thought I was fine. I was like, this has got to be my match, because I love candy and ice cream. So anyway, she persuaded me. She was just very adamant that I should meet him. And she mentioned that he had kids. And, you know, I was was I 30 yet? I think I was 30 and I was thinking, well, you know, I'm single. I'm in the city. Do I want to be with a guy with kids? You know, all those things you.
That's a big deal.
Right.
I think if you have never dated anybody with kids, that would be something to say,
Yeah. You know, you have all these stereotypes and people, you know, I'll get to this later, but people say, oh, that's baggage, which is entirely and 100% not the truth. But you know, things when you're young, you'll get influences from other people around you. Thankfully, no one said anything to me about this, but you know, in my head, but this woman, her name is Peggy. Peggy said to me, you know, he's a great guy and you will love his two little boys. And something about it, I thought, oh, two little boys, like, you know, I think I could do this, you know, let me just, you know, meet him. And I said to her, will my life never be the same again if I don't meet this guy? And she had this kind of pause and she looked at me and said, yeah, you need to meet him.
Aww.
And so, you know, I did. And then it was very quickly apparent that this is where I belong, that these little boys, I was going to see them grow up and I just fit. And I know, Jackie, you talk about that a lot. It's really a big part of your conversation is that you have to be open to people and things and ideas that maybe at first you're like, meh, it's not for me.
Right. Right.
Because it could be your whole world, your whole future right. And your fate, right, might lay in that moment where you say yes.
Okay. So then you married Scott and then you had, so he had two children and then you guys together had two children. And so now you guys have four kids. And what I love about this and what I wrote in the, you quoted, and I wrote it in the article because it was your quote. You said, I always tell people I have four children, two are biological, but I forget which two.
Yeah.
That is,
you know, I'll cry. I know
that.
I actually can't, I don't know where it came to me along the line. I think when I was at You and Me this morning doing a TV show, I'm going to be totally honest. I think there was a reverend who came in and he may have brought that up about his family. And I literally remember being feeling as though a ton of bricks hit me that's exactly how I felt. My husband had the two boys. We wound up having two girls, which is kind of funny. So we have the two boys and the two girls and I love them all the same. You know, I really and truly do. I love them all the same.
So you're such a wonderful example about how blended families, whether two people are both are bringing kids or one person, can really work and people can really be happy.
It's hard, Jackie. You know, everybody's scenario is different. The reasons you get divorced are different and the reasons, you know, you come to whatever scenario you're in are different. But the bottom line is, in the end, what's best for the children is really best for all of you. And it's hard work. And when you have happy, healthy, adjusted kids, it just makes for a better family. And you have to just keep trying as hard as it is. And we all know, because we've all been there and we've all experienced it. And you have to be good at seeing another person's perspective and walking in their shoes.
Right.
You have to, right. You know?
So let's get to the tips. So for people listening, so just FYI, everyone, you're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. I'm Jackie Pilisoff. I'm here with my guest, Melissa Foreman, and we're talking blended families and tips. So Melissa, let's start with if you're the new spouse. So for the article, you gave some tips that I'm going to read, and then you tell me about each one. So if you're the new spouse, remember that the kids have a mom and a dad, and that you are there to support the kids as a gentle observer and to offer guidance when needed. But now this is only at the beginning. You're more than a gentle observer at this point.
Well, I think, listen, at this point, I'm, you know, the bonus mom and the kids, the boys' mom's mom knows me. We have respect for each other. My kids are older, but I see too many people who come into a scenario. And just because you're dating someone doesn't mean that you have full on rights to, you know, dictate what their children do. And, you know, I think it's a big mistake. I cringe sometimes and I'm thinking, you know, the one thing you could do is put yourself in a position where you're there to help support those kids. And I always saw myself kind of, I don't want to say a big sister kind of thing, but kind of, you know, an aunt, because, you know, they have these two parents who are divorced and most likely they're at odds over something. The last thing they need is a third or a fourth person interjecting and making life, you know, so incredibly confusing. And, you know, when I saw things, I would offer my advice to Scott, my husband, or to his ex-wife. And she was really great at listening, which was so wonderful too. And we'll get to those tips, but I just think, you know, be there when they need you, but please, you know, try not to just overstep your bounds and come in like, you know, a ball of fire.
And also, like, think to yourself, okay, what are these kids thinking? You know, their parents recently got divorced, or maybe they've been divorced for a while, but these are children who are very protective of the other parent. You know, they might be feeling a little insecure that their dad is with a new woman and maybe they're not going to get as much attention. They, you know, there could be so many reasons for the kids just feeling a little nervous about someone new.
Oh, 100%. Give them time, give them space, but don't come in and start, you know, trying to parent them right away. Be a guidance and a friend. And like I say, a North Star. You know, when my kids were little and they needed something, I would be like, let's, you know, let me see how I can help you figure that out.
Aww,
you know?
See, like it's an extra really good role model for somebody.
Yes. For yes. Be that instead of somebody who comes in who tries to, you know, control a situation when, you know, it just might not be needed yet.
And Melissa, you know? I feel like you have to sort of give up your ego sometimes and say, if they're being kind of mean to me for a little or ignoring me, like, just, it's okay. They're a kid. Don't take it personally.
Oh, Jackie, that is so number one. And by the way, don't take it personally from the other spouse either, you know, from the ex. There were a lot of things that went on that I thought, you know what? I called her and said, listen, woman to woman, I totally get it. When you're upset or hurt, call me and let's talk it out as two women, because I get your point of view, you know? And when you do that, it just lessens the agony for everybody all around.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, another tip you gave was realize early on that the children will always be the spouse's priority. It's okay if he or she puts the kids first, and that's one of the reasons you love them.
Oh, it's so hard to do. But, you know, there were times where if we wanted to go on a vacation or we wanted to do something, and my husband was very involved. He was the soccer coach. He was this coach. He had, you know, shared custody and then we had full custody, but he was very busy with those kids. And I had to stop and think, you know, is this a bad thing or a good thing? You know, if the person you're dating is invested in their children, turn that around and think about what an amazing quality that is in a human being.
Oh my gosh. Same way.
Yeah.
Okay, next tip is balance is good, meaning there will be times when your spouse might be with his kids without you, times when everyone is together, and times for just the two of you. They all contribute to a healthy relationship.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It goes along with, you know, again, being flexible or seeing things in a different way, right? It's okay if they have time alone. It's okay if maybe you're not included in something, you know?
Right.
So like you said before, don't get offended by everything, because life is too short and there will be so many rocky roads. And a lot of it's just family stuff. And you're gonna attribute that to being in a blended family or a divorced family or a new family. But a lot of it's just life, you know?
Okay, so here's a perfect example. Let's say that your boyfriend has to go to a wedding and it's like a friend, and the ex-wife is going to be there. And he says, you know what? I'm just going to take the kids and go. Now, I know a lot of women who would be very upset by this, but ask yourself this. Do you really want to go? Do you really need to go? Let them have their time. And Melissa, what you'll find out, tell me if you agree with this, is that it'll make your boyfriend miss you so much. Yeah. He'll be at that wedding with the ex-wife being like, oh, I wish she was here.
Oh, I agree, Jackie. I think there's moments of reflection when you need to be alone where you realize, you know, just certain things. And it's a tough pill to swallow, but you have to. If you're in a scenario like this, it's just better in the end. It really is.
Okay, another tip is be flexible. When it comes to the kids, plans change, so try to be understanding.
Oh, there's so many people like, oh, well, you said this and it's this date and that date. And, you know, I think because a lot of anger comes with the territory, not always, but I what I've noticed, again, I was never divorced, but I watched two people who navigated this and, you know, just try to go easy on each other. If she can't do it one weekend, she wants to switch, don't have anger and do it out of, you know, say no out of spite. Try to work with the other person, right?
This one. How about if you're supposed to go to dinner with your boyfriend and he has to cancel because his kid was really upset about something and really wants to see him. Now, in my opinion, I could be wrong. I think you have to suck it up. Go call your girlfriend, say, I have all this makeup on. I'm ready to go out. Let's go out for a drink. Just not be upset.
This is why I love you so much, Jackie. This is why I love you so
that
much.
true?
I know it's 100% true. By the way, it's true about everything in life. Things happen. You know, we're in the middle of stuff that's going on right now that none of us can control. Don't sit at home complaining. Learn a new hobby. Do something amazing. Spend the time. Everything, you know, like you said, pivot and go out to it. And by the way, going back to what you also said, it also makes you more attractive. It just does. Guy or woman, if a guy said to me, listen, go be with your children. I know you love them. I'll see you when you're done. I'd be like, you're the hottest man ever. I mean,
Exactly.
right? Yes.
And I have one side tip. If you're wearing fake eyelashes, you have to go out. You cannot let them go to waste. If your plans cancel, you must make plans with those false eyelashes.
Right, but just don't go swimming. Just don't make it a beach date. We don't want any swimming or any being on the treadmill or sweating. Just make it something, you know, go to the movies or something.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, I want to move on to a couple tips for the ex-wife or the ex-husband whose spouse is now dating somebody and their kids are around the person. But before I want to do that, I want to tell everybody you are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. And I want to mention, before we move on, two Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I think are amazing and who can really help you during and after your divorce. And the first one is Vester Capital, which is a financial firm. And I have known Elaine Moss and Pete Mullins. They're a team of financial planners. I personally have my account with them. I cannot say enough about how wonderful they are. So that's Vester Capital, and you can find them on Divorce Girl Smiling. And the other person I want to mention, have you ever thought about mediation for your divorce? If you have, Marjorie Jacobs is a divorce mediator. Marjorie is so wonderful. She got into the business 20 years ago before there were any other mediators, really. And she's sort of a pioneer. And Marjorie is smart. She's an attorney. And she is really, really good at what she does. So you can find both of those people on Divorce Girl Smiling. Okay, back to Melissa and her tips. Melissa, this is so fun for me.
I know, me too, Jack. Me too.
Okay, so moving on, let's say you're the ex and your ex-wife or ex-husband is now around your kids a lot, dating your ex. What are some tips? Do you want me to read what I wrote again and then you can
Yeah.
say,
Yeah,
okay.
remind me what I said,
So
even though
this
I'm
is what.
sure today it's 100% the
Okay,
truth. I mean,
so.
I think it's the same as what I meant. Same as what I said. Yes.
Exactly. So look at extra people in your children's lives as a benefit who can only help and enrich their world. The more love, the better. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not everybody, you know, not everyone's going to make good choices about a new significant other. So that does come with caveats because you might say, well, Melissa, Jack, you have no idea this guy's awful or whatever. But
That's true.
right, that is true. That could happen. But in the case of like my husband and his ex-wife, I think very quickly she realized that I was not on his side or her side, but that I just wanted them to have beautiful, healthy kids, and that I was there to just do whatever I could. And I made that very clear to her. And she, on to her benefit, opened up very quickly and always allowed me to do that. And I love her for that. I think she's amazing for that. And I know how hard it was. So if you are in a scenario where you could do that, you know, do it, especially if they had nothing to do. I had nothing to do with my husband and his ex-wife getting divorced.
Right,
I came
right.
years later. So yes, I think it's an important
Well,
thing.
she sounds like a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to flip this around because I was the ex-wife and my ex-husband got remarried, and the kids at the beginning were so infatuated with her and her son, and it killed me. I would just cry.
I know.
I felt so isolated, so left out. And we weren't on good terms. We're on good terms now, but back then we were not. And it was so hard for me. And I had to fake it. And every time my kids would come home and say, oh my gosh, we had the best time. We baked cookies with her and we did this and this. And I just smiled and then I would go in my room and cry. But what I realized was that as long as they're happy and they were home, and don't get me wrong, that I knew that they loved me deeply and I was their rock. So I knew that I shouldn't feel jealous or that they don't love me anymore, and that it's a benefit that they now have this other person.
Yes.
So it was really hard for people listening to this. It was really hard, but you have to smile for your kids. Don't say anything negative and then go in your room and cry.
Yes, Jackie. And you know what? Honestly, I don't know about you, but I had the same scenario, you know, just when I left my kids with a babysitter and I'd come home and it was like, the babysitter's the best. And I used to say to my husband, oh my gosh, she's going to replace me. Like, you know, you have these feelings as their mother. And yeah, I remember my husband looking at me thinking, well, would you want it any other way? And
exactly.
Do you want it any other way?
Right. Do I want the kids to come home and say, Mom, I hate her.
No,
that would be horrible.
The worst. So, you know, we do, it's like you said, close the door. We got to cry to ourselves and then we got to say, well, listen, you know, the opposite is not something we want. So
right. And also it does get easier. And
yes.
I also moved on in my life. When I met my boyfriend, I was like, great, we're all happy.
Then it's okay. I mean, you know, it takes time. All of this takes time. You have to be patient with yourself, right? And patient with your feelings.
Exactly. Okay. Next tip is, you know, we've already talked about this, but then you said something here I love. Communicate with the new spouse, be open and honest about your feelings. And then you wrote, you can become each other's biggest asset.
There's a lot of times where things went down and my husband's ex-wife would call me and be like, can you help solve this? And I'd be like, okay, I'm putting on my cape and I'm trying to get between these two people. And, you know, the fact that she would come to me for help was a really good thing. That was a big breakthrough. And you could wind up helping each other. And there were times I sat down with my husband, I said, but you're not seeing her point of view, but you're not understanding how this feels. Like you have to. And so that person who you went and cried about, you know, and she could wind up being your biggest asset in helping you get what you really want.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Melissa, this has been so wonderful. I want to ask you one more question.
Okay.
I want you to answer this. What is your biggest advice as a whole to anyone who is considering blending their family and moving in together when either one or both has kids?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Okay, you have a second to think about it because I'm going to mention one more divorce girl smiling partner before.
Okay, good. You do that and I'll think about that.
Okay. I want to mention Jeremy Woods, who is a mortgage banker, and Jeremy is a divorced dad. Such a nice guy. I've known him for like 5 years. He's very experienced in mortgages. You can find him on the Divorce Girl Smiling site, Jeremy Woods. Okay, Melissa, you're up.
Okay, I would just say, you know, you have to use your soul and your heart, and you have to sense, you know, does this feel right? I've told Jackie the story a million times where I met my husband's little boys, and AJ, the oldest, was like 6, and he looked right at in my eyes, and I knew with every fiber of my body that that's where I belong. It's a long road. It's not easy. And in the end, is this a love that's strong enough where you feel like it's worth it? But in the end, the number one thing always should be, is it good for my kids? Is it going to really be good for my kids? And I think when you're guided by that feeling or that thought, and again, it might be because Jackie, listen, you brought in, there's a woman in your life now and a man in your kid's life that your kids now love and respect and have, you know, opportunities to get to know, you know, is that benefit worth it?
Oh my gosh. I love it. And you know what? I always tell people in any divorce advice I give, every single time I stress, ask yourself this question. Is this good for my kids? If the answer is no, don't do it. And if the answer is yes, do it. You will never go wrong.
That's why we love each other, Jackie. That's exactly the same advice. I think let your children guide you. And again, doesn't mean that it'll be perfect, but you'll at least know that you went with your gut and your heart. And yeah.
Oh, I just love it. Well, everyone, you're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. I'm Jackie Pilisoff. I'm here with Melissa Forman. We all know who she is, my most famous guest.
I'm so happy.
Melissa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. I wish everyone just good luck and love and happiness. And remember, you know, that life is long. So don't get too down. Things have a way of always working out.
They definitely do. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you want to learn more, go to divorcegirlsmiling.com.